Let's begin by simply placing your hands over your heart. And that can look any way that you'd like it to look. You can put your hands in prayer position. You can lay them flat, one hand over the other, over your heart. You can interlace your fingers and push your thumbs against your heart. Whatever you would like to do to feel comfortable. Now just beginning to breathe. Breathe in remembering breath. Breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Very gently. Coming into your rhythm, the rhythm of your life. We all have I call it the signature soul rhythm. Simply, we all have a rhythm of living. Just moving your hands. Actually, you're not moving your hands, just resting your hands, I meant to say. Just resting your hands and allowing your mind to focus on the gentle rising and falling of your chest. Not worrying about taking a big inhalation or exhalation, you're just really focusing on feeling the rhythm of your heartbeat. Knowing that this is a force that is within you, this is life. In the grand master plan of our bodies and our living, we were given this gift that allows us to breathe without us thinking about it. Could you imagine having to breathe and say, okay, now I'm going to inhale and now I'm going to exhale, but I want to eat and I'm hungry or I'm tired and I'd like to go to sleep, but I got to remember to breathe so that I can stay alive. There's just some force or some natural nature within us that allows this breath to just be rising and falling through this life force. Now, placing one hand on your belly, just below your belly button now. I call this checking the state of being. I've said checking the state of God with me times. Checking the state of being and noticing if your hand on your chest is rising before your hand on your belly. Or is your hand on your belly rising before the hand on your chest. Hand on your chest is a lot of thinking action. And you want to move that all down into the womb of creation, just below your belly button. Allow it to move. Begin to take some of the pressure off of your lungs and your shoulders and your neck, and just relaxing. And just moving that breath down. You can actually breathe in and then and imagining that you're pulling that breath all the way down into the belly and just using your belly to begin to have the breath rise and fall. You feel any tension Just breathe in the sigh of release. Just breathing in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. Now releasing your hands, palm facing down if you're laying down. Put your palms facing down if you're sitting up. You know, you can put your palms facing down on your thighs. Staying that same rhythm. Slow and steady. No stress, no strain. We're not taking a big inhalation, a big exhalation. Just very gently coming into the consciousness of this life. What consciousness is before you in this moment? Consciousness of the breath and what it means to you. Life, the life force just flowing. Now I want you to very gently begin to pump the bottoms of your feet. Just like you're almost pumping the brakes on a car. Just very gently though, just tapping on the brakes, not a big slamming on of the brakes. As you breathe in, pulling up, and as you breathe out, exhaling down. Moving that breath all the way down into the earth. Feeling any tension. Exhaling and imagining that the tension is leaving your body through your fingertips and toes. And now your dominant hand is the one that you write with, the one that might say you're right-handed or left-handed. Do some breathing through the dominant hand just to stay present. This is not meditation where we're trying to float out or quiet or still our minds. You know, thoughts may still come, thoughts will still go. We just don't want to become sort of fixated on them, you know, just letting them come and go. Whether you deem the thought to be good or bad, just almost observing it, becoming the compassionate observer, watching it sort of come in and you go, I wonder why that just floated in. Okay, that's interesting. I'm going to release it now. Sigh of release, pumping down. You get a lot of those thoughts and you can't release them and your body is still tense. And we're going to do some breathing through the dominant hand. So I'm just going to breathe in and exhaling through the thumb. Breathing in, exhaling through the second finger. Breathing in, exhaling through the third finger. Breathing in, exhaling through the fourth finger. Breathing in. Exhaling through the fifth finger. Gently pumping the brakes. Pumping the bottoms of your feet. Breathing very slowly and rhythmically. Your rhythm, your life. Begin to drift off, breathing through the dominant hand. Anchoring yourself in your body. Bringing that breath down. Down, down, down. Breathing in, inhaling and exhaling through the thumb. Inhaling and exhaling through the second finger. Inhaling and exhaling through the third finger. Inhaling and exhaling through the fourth finger. Inhaling and exhaling through the fifth finger. Returning to remembering breath. Breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Now let's just releasing the breath, not focusing on the breath, just let's just be. Let's just be here now. Just allowing yourself to just breathe. Feel your body tensing up in any way. Just pump the bottoms of your feet. Breathe through the dominant hand. Release the tension through the sigh of release. Let's just sit here for a moment. Just breathe. Just be here now. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, and sigh of release. Slowly opening your eyes, pumping the bottoms of your feet. Slowly opening your eyes, just very slowly coming back. One more time. Inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. Okay. You want to just wiggle your fingers and toes. And thank you for joining us in our community today. Thank you for pushing the play button, being here. We're going to have one more simply begin simply. So, see you in the next audio. Namaste. May you know the divine intimately.